The flood of cases. This one, I think, is an exception. Mandamus, you have to argue you have no remedy. It's a trick bag. That's not an adequate remedy for that reason. It also comes pre-deprivation.
If you lose because you're told there's a remedy available to you, then you're okay, right?
I guess, but I think you have to go there with the permit being denied. You know, that's the thing. So and there's a policy argument. Don't put property owners seeking permission from the stewards of the land, the regulatory bodies, in a position to sue them in order to make sure they treat them fairly.
Well,
in order to preserve later remedies.
The policy argument also is avoid entering into contracts that impose deadlines that you try to put on the local government, right?
That was a reality, and I think that's right.
Your clients or their predecessors had 4 years to get these building permits, right?
They probably did. I think it started in the fall of 10.
From the time of the contract and the issuance of the CUP.
True. They had a lot of time under the PPA. I think it's reasonable to put ourselves in. Hindsight is useful, and sometimes it can lead you to look at what happened back then as we didn't act so reasonably. I think that they were diligent. I think that the idea that you have to sue on a mandamus, which again, as I said, doctrinally, I don't think you have a lawsuit there, so I don't think it's an adequate remedy. But to force that in order to preserve a later remedy, I think is contrary to sort of the Williamson rightness and you know, do what you need first in state court before you come here. And that's the Daniels versus Area Plan Commission case. I think there's some good reason to say a remedy is a remedy for compensation after the deprivation and the injury. And that didn't happen.
Why is it better as a policy matter, if you're saying these wind turbines should have been built, why is it better as a policy matter to encourage sunken losses and then have the citizens of Glenmore pay rather than have a state court judge tell the town government to do what it's supposed to do and build the turbines?
Yeah. I think the facts present those two views, and I think the answer to my mind is that we want to put some burden on the regulatory body. If they're controlling private development and they're having an impact like this, they deserve some deference. The state law gives them that deference to some extent, but they also have a duty to act fairly and reasonably. So they have to take what comes to them and act in a reasonable fashion. And I don't think that's obviously not what happened here under the allegations. So that would be my thought there. I don't imagine private parties are going to rush and get contracts that are real quick and then try to force towns to act quicker. But it's a matter of where that burden goes. This may be a takings case. I don't see it fitting under. The Zerbals still own their property, and even though they have a conditional use permit that allows for wind turbines, they probably can use it for some other things. But certainly property was taken, the option to sell this power.
Yeah.
So
that's your property?
I think so. The property is the right to build the turbines and then to sell that power off under the PPA. I should say the PPA sort of creates a concrete manifestation of that right and what they could lose. And I appreciate it, Your Honor. I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you to both counsel. And that case will be taken under advisement.